So quick Dvar Halacha, we talked about music during the Omer. What about shaving and beards? So basically, and haircuts, there's a couple of minhagim. The minhag that the Shulchan Aruch mentions, is a basic minhag for most Sfaradim, is that we refrain from getting haircuts until the 34th day in the morning. Why is that? Because there's a tradition that the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying until 15 days before Shavuot. And if you do the math, it turns out to be the 34th day. Just like by morning, miksata yom kakulo, a little bit of the day counts like the whole thing when it comes to the laws of Avelus. So too on the 34th day, a little bit of the day is already considered the 34th day. And so that's when they can get haircuts and stuff like that. Ashkenazim is two variant customs. One custom is to allow haircuts already on the 33rd day of Lag BaOmer, and some even allow on Lev, on the night of Lag BaOmer, in honor of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And so they, a day earlier, get haircuts. There's a whole different custom. Moshe Feinstein thinks this is the main Ashkenazi custom, but I think in Eretz Yisrael it's not the main one, but there is a custom that some have. To the first half of the Omer, they listen to music, they shave, the haircut, no problem. From Rosh Chodesh and onward until Shavuot, then they are knowing the Dinei Avelut. Whatever your family's custom is, you should do your family's custom. That's in terms of haircuts. In terms of shaving, see there's a svara to say that shaving we can be more lenient. Why? Because the Magen Avraham mentions that when it comes to like Avelus and like showering and stuff like that, it's not like happy, it's not like a haircut, which is an expression of happiness, just to get the filth off of yourself. And therefore, he might permit during Shloshim a shower. So similarly, some argue that shaving nowadays is just to look normal. It's not like I'm shaving, I'm so excited. It's more just like to look like a normal person. So Rav Moshe also writes that if you feel like your boss is going to look down upon you or something like that, there's a heter to shave. There'd be another heter to shave perhaps if every Erev Shabbos you shave. So I believe Lichtenstein or Soloveitchik would allow a person to shave Erev Shabbos, even during the Sfira. However, the minhag of most Bnei Yeshiva, as a visual reminder of that we're in the Sfira, that we should have more covered for each other. The minhag in general is to not shave. And those who are of Kabbalistic orientation, the Rizal says it's best to not shave or get a haircut until Shavuos. So if you don't have a minhag otherwise, I would say you should go like the traditional minhag to not shave and to not get a haircut until Lag BaOmer. Shkayach. Yeah. Shkayach.